Good morning. Welcome to Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson, and happy St. Patrick's Day. As good a day as any, and probably better than most, to look back at a piece that was in the New York Times Tuesday Science section on July 8, 2014, written by Joshua A. Krish, under the title, The Toll of Binge Drinking. Excessive alcohol consumption, including binge drinking, is responsible for 10% of deaths among working adults in the United States, according to a study at that time by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The researchers used an online tool called the Alcohol-Related Disease Impact Application to estimate alcohol-related deaths ranging from car crashes and alcohol poisoning to liver and heart disease. They defined binge drinking as at least 5 consecutive drinks for men and 4 consecutive drinks for women. 1 in 6 adults from the ages of 20 to 65 reported binge drinking at least 4 times a month. The actual number is probably higher because subjects tend to underreport their drinking habits, the researchers said. The number of Americans who binge drink skyrocketed during the 1990s and leveled off in 2001, but the average frequency of binge drinking episodes is still rising. Excessive drinking is the 4th leading cause of preventable death in the United States after smoking, poor nutrition, and physical inactivity. Robert D. Brewer, a co-author of the paper and a director of the alcohol program at the Centers for Disease Control, said it's a huge public health problem any way you slice it. There are things that we can do about it, like encouraging doctors to talk more to their patients about alcohol abuse. Well, we'll talk more about it, based on a more recent New York Times piece written by Aaron E. Carroll just last December 22nd, when Almanac continues, following this message. Central Hudson reminds you, when you're working around the yard, safety matters. Plug outdoor tools into outlets with a ground fault interrupter. Never use electric power tools in the rain or when the ground is wet. And if limbs or vegetation are growing in and around overhead power lines or other electrical facilities, use only a qualified tree trimmer to do any cutting or pruning, and make sure we are contacted about it before such potentially dangerous work is undertaken. Now back to Almanac. Alcohol is linked to a number of health benefits in medical studies, but that doesn't mean the studies provide only good news. As with so many things, moderation applies. Research into how alcohol consumption affects health has been going on for a long time. A 1990 study included results of more than 275,000 men who had been followed for a 30-year period. Compared with those who never drank alcohol, those who consumed 1 to 2 drinks a day had a significantly reduced mortality rate from both coronary heart disease and quote-unquote all causes. Those who consumed 3 or more drinks a day still had a lower risk of death from coronary heart disease, but had a higher mortality rate overall. Synthesizing the information gleaned from this and many other major studies, there seems to be a sizable amount of evidence that moderate alcohol consumption is associated with decreased rates of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and death. And it also seems to be associated with increased rates, perhaps to a lesser extent, of some cancers, especially breast cancer, as well as some other diseases or conditions. But as we heard at the top of today's program, alcohol certainly isn't harmless. Alcohol is very harmful when abused, so much so that no sane doctor would ever tell a person to start drinking for their health. However, the evidence does seem to say that moderate consumption is safe and that it may even be healthy for many people. If you're enjoying some drinks this St. Patrick's Day, it's nice to know that a couple of them may be doing more than just bringing you cheer. More than that, watch out. Have a safe St. Patrick's Day and join me bright and early here tomorrow at this same time for the Friday edition of Almanac. Brought to you by Central Hudson. People, power, possibilities.